Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Bush is Swelling Show. We are your hosts, the speaker, MC, and Bushwoman. First, I'd like to thank our sponsors, the Love Journey Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we are so glad that you are here to join us for this eargasmic listening pleasure on the Bush is Swelling Show. The Bush is Swelling Show explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. So relax, sip on some wine, and indulge in some dark chocolate as we engage you in sexy, sensual, stimulating conversation about my libido went bye-bye. Now, we're not doctors. We just bring you the information so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets. Begin boosting your sexual self-confidence to stir up the passion in your relationship while you're learning about the bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness. You'll also begin expanding your sexual vocabulary as you discover a new way to think about toys and their healing benefits. When you tap into your soulful sexual wellness, and when you use the bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage in and embrace your orgasmic awareness, through the art of communication. We welcome you to join our conversations that tease the senses and titillate your body and your soul. Be sure you ask the questions you wanted to ask and awaken your inner bush woman and bush man. Get your sexual wellness and live empowered lifestyles. Come play with us on the Bush is Swelling show. Yay! Today, our show topic is libido. And it's in a segment called, Hey, I'm Randy. We're going to have a conversation about a very sensitive topic, the libido. And this will be the part two from our last show. Our last show, in light of International Women's Day, we focused on women and their libidos. Tonight, we aptly named the show, Hey, I'm Randy, to give insight about the male's libido. But guess what? It's from a woman's perspective. And we shall have three female opinions giving you some insights as to the unspoken secret that dispels some myths about the male sexual prowess and its impact on the relationship. Yeah, we have a very knowledgeable, astute, and phenomenal guest, Dr. Pamela Yiwong Hall, and she's on our show tonight. You're going to meet her later on in the show. And we are truly honored for her to be our returning guest here on the Bush is Swelling show. So welcome, Dr. Yiwong, and thank you for joining us here tonight. You'll get to meet her later on. And as I said, there are so many things that are said about the male libido, which these are some of the myths. Maybe, maybe not. You always hear that men think about sex all day long. Then men masturbate more often than women. Or a man must have an erection to enjoy sex play. But what happens when the man just doesn't have the desire to have sex, at least not all the time? There are 31% of men, according to the recent stats, who have low libido. We also know that your masculinity as a man is linked to your sexuality. And if you are one of the 31% with a low libido, you may perceive this as a threat to your masculinity. So let's explore some more. Yes, guys, we ladies are going to talk about you, but in a way that may be helpful to you and to your partner if she's not sure what's happening with you. So let's see how we can help you puff your chest out some more. And by expanding our sexual vocabulary and your awareness, we'll boost your sexual confidence and intimate connections by learning about the bush natural herbal nourishments and concoctions that stimulate communication. After all, avoiding sex with your partner by coming to bed late or not at all is not the best remedy. So let's chat. Tonight we're going to talk about when the libido went bye-bye. What's the libido and what can simply bring it back? We're going to discuss the definition and the causes in men and in women, some remedies to recover the libido in general, and we're going to go in depth and talk about some herbs. We may even have some time to touch on some toys, but our guest tonight will talk in depth as to why you should be paying attention to your damn kidneys. Yes, I said it. I said it, yes. And as I said, you're going to be hearing from the women's perspective on three different levels. Yes? All right. So let's take a little break and we will come back and I will turn the mic over to my co-host, who is the Bush Woman. She'll introduce herself to you and she's going to share some insight about what libido is and some of the causes for the loss of libido in both men and in women. So we'll take a pause for the cause and we shall be right back. Ooh. the Bush is Swelling Show. And it's about libido tonight. And as promised, we are presenting three perspectives about your male's low libido. So now I will turn the mic over to our phenomenal co-host, the Bush Woman, and she'll introduce herself to you and share some insight on libido, its causes to wane, and yeah, for both men and for women. So, Bush Woman, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, 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 yes. Are you hearing me speak, MC?
I most certainly am, most certainly am, most certainly am.
Greetings. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I want to segue on from the soul, wishing on a star. And we are wishing tonight to help you rev up your libido, rev up the boudoir action, because we are talking about the art of communication. I am Bushwoman, a.k.a. Najama Nizama, and I am a personal development awareness life coach. And this is all part of personal development, because in order for us to be the best that we can be, we have to work on our personal development. Can I get an amen in the house? Yeah, yeah, amen. So what makes our libido go bye-bye? And that is a very serious conversation. I know that a lot of men, and also sisters as well, women, this type of conversation is not an easy conversation to have. And when our libido goes bye-bye, it affects so many levels. It affects, it affects our self-esteem. Because a lot of us, especially men, equate their manhood, their bravado around sex. So it affects relationships with each other. With our partners, with our mates, whatever your sexual orientation is, if you're not able to perform. And we want to share some tidbits that will help you to explore, become more knowledgeable, and not even self, if you don't have a partner, can I still be sexual? Hell yes. You can still be sexual with yourself. Masturbation is not a sin, it is not a crime, because you have to feel the urge to being able to also pleasure yourself. And that is also part of health, sexual wellness. So what causes the libido to go bye-bye? Well, one of the main culprits that makes the libido go bye-bye is hormonal insufficiency. Hormonal insufficiency is one of the major causes that makes our libido go bye-bye. And this can be caused by so many contributing factors. Some of the contributing factors can be stress. So stress is a major cause, of course. Speaking of, see, I heard about a very interesting experiment that was done in Italy. I'll bring that in a few minutes. But when our hormones are low, it is a very critical component to the way how we respond sexually. Low testosterone, estrogen, and DHEA significantly impact our libido. So one of the things that we need to do is to find ways how to balance, because everything in life is balance. Everything is about energy. Everything is about energy. So if the energy and the hormones and the organs as well are not in harmony. And what some of the things that also throw that off are menopause, andropause, because men, you do go through menopause, and male menopause is called andropause, okay? Yes, men have hot flashes. Men sometimes, when they're going through andropause, they become very cranky, and they argue a lot. And they fuss, and sometimes they have hot sweats too. So some men, if you're over 50, you also experience that. But low libido, there have been so many studies about this that there was a recent U.S. study that found that testosterone levels begin to drop 2 to 3% each year after a man turns 30. You believe that? And sometimes some men have andropause or male menopause at an early age, but by the age of 50, 34% of men have low testosterone, and about half of men have low levels by the age of 80. So there were some researchers in Italy who found that men who suffer from hypoactive sexual desire or sexual arousal disorder, that they did a test called Bright Light. So the test showed that by men who were exposed to the bright light raised their testosterone levels, and it led to greater sexual satisfaction on men with low sexual desire. So this can help. So therefore, the more sun, the more light that you happen to be surrounded by, or like men who suffer with, I believe it's called SAD, those people who live in those regions where they have very low sunlight, it's called, I want to make sure I say the name correctly, it's called SAD for short. But it means that people who live in regions where there's not much sunlight, like most people who live in the northern hemisphere, or let's say those who live in Alaska, tend to kind of have this issue. So men in the Caribbean, but let me just also say, even though you're in the Caribbean and you have a lot of sunlight, what you're eating affects your libido. The stresses and some of the stresses affects your estrogen, the prolactin, and the cortisol levels. So we need to learn how to increase and stop the bad cholesterol levels. Eating cholesterol is not all that bad, but we need to also understand that eating the type of foods, because food is our medicine. So the type of foods that can increase our testosterones are fats, and more specifically, saturated fats that helps to bring out the good cholesterol. So some of the things, some of the foods that I would like to share that helps to increase our libido, believe it or not, are things like figs. And I'm not talking about figs, bananas, Caribbean people. I'm talking about the... Not because I know in the Caribbean people call banana figs. We're not talking about those type of figs. We're talking about the other type of figs that comes from the Mediterranean. We're talking about foods for those who are meat eaters. Liver helps. Eggs, especially eggs where the yolk is still somewhat kind of runny, kind of soft. And I must put in this caveat that it is your responsibility also to find ways how to rev up your own libido. There are a lot of information out there. There's a plethora of information out there on YouTube that helps you to find that. Mangoes, believe it or not, succulent, juicy mangoes. I consider mangoes a feminine fruit. It is so juicy. It is so succulent. Mangoes help. Definitely almonds. And how you do with almonds, not only eating almonds, but you can soak almonds overnight and drink the water, or even eat the almonds the next day. Avocados. Who don't love avocados? I don't know. Some people are allergic to avocados because I've met people who have said that avocados make them feel nauseous. So for those who don't have an allergic reaction to avocados, avocados are great for boosting your libido. Bananas. Bananas are not only great for boosting the libido, but bananas also help you to sleep. And if you go on our Facebook page, the Bush's Swelling Show on Facebook, you will see a lot of recommendations to help to boost that, that include bananas. Raw oysters for the seafood lovers. And celery. Incorporating celery into your diet is very helpful. So, as again, as I say, to boost and enhance our sexual wellness calls for responsibility. And responsibility means also doing your research. Because I believe that you should have sex until you die. There's no such thing that means that as I'm getting older, it's okay for me not to feel aroused. When the hormones are out of balance, when that energy, that chi is out of balance, It affects everything. Not only your sexual hormones or impotency, your zest for life, your ability to do things, you being young at heart, everything deals with hormones. And I believe that we can be as vibrant, as sexy, and keep in Mr. Randy. You should always stay horny all the time for your lover or be horny for yourself. So, Speaker MC, I believe that this is something that is so important for our conversation, for our audience to really take part in and listen to.
Yes, I quite agree with you. I absolutely agree because there are too many people not having enough sex for one reason or another. So thank you for those remedies, Bushwoman. I thank you so much. And now I just wanted to give a different perspective for some remedies. And who am I? I am Marcia Chambers, aka Speaker MC. I'm an award-winning international speaker and sexual wellness consultant. And my message of sexual empowerment is shared with women who are in relationships yet feel lonely. I help women who are lonely in their relationships to go from sexless to steamy. And I love helping them to regain intimacy and have better sex and reclaim their sexuality through virtual mediums like the radio show here and podcasts and webinars and TV shows and live events. So that's a little bit about me. And what I love doing is bringing a different perspective, not only about sex and sexuality, but also about toys. And today I'm going to offer up some remedies to recover the libido in men. And I know so many couples who are sexless nowadays, they're engaging in intercourse for maybe once a month, or in some instances, once a year, you know, once on your birthday, once on the anniversary. It could be for reasons like two people are working in a household. They're working 2 to 3 jobs to make ends meet, and they're just stressed out and they're too tired and, you know, they're less connected. Or when that's not the reason, it's that sex has become routine, so boring, so rote, so that it makes no sense to have sex anyway. No sex is better than bad sex. Ooh, wow. And some women have complained and said, I feel like I was begging, really begging for him to touch me, show me some affection. I just felt like such a loser, such a chump. You know, even though this may seem like, yeah, women really say that. Yeah, there are a lot of women who are actually going through that phase. Remember, I mentioned that 31% of men have low libidos. And just as Bushwoman mentioned, that, you know, you have the andropoid men who are cranky and they're just not feeling it. They're just not having sex. Their testosterone level have just been depleted. But some men have said that, you know, the constant sexual rejection from their female partners, that has been the huge cause to drive away their libido. Really? Or that there's just no connection with their partner, emotional connection. Now, we all know that illness can also be a big deterrent for the libido going bye-bye. But what happens when, you know, it's either high blood pressure or medication and your low testosterone level? Well, what happens when that's not the issue? Can stress be the only other common denominator for the low sex drive? So let's discuss some alternate remedies to bring on Randy. One is communication. Yes, communication and communication. So talk to your partner. If you're exchanging DNA, why not just have a conversation about how you're feeling about not having a desire? I mean, she may feel that she is no longer attracted to you or attractive to you, feeling that unattractiveness and that you're responding to, and that may be the cause. So just open up some dialogue, and it's a great first step. You know, no judgment, no shame. You're exchanging DNA. Hello, have a conversation. The other proposal that I have is to watch your food intake. And tonight you're going to hear a lot about that. Bushwoman started the ball rolling, and our phenomenal guest, Dr. Pamela Yuwong Hall is going to give you some real good insight about what foods you should be consuming and what foods you should not. But watch the foods that you eat. Find healthier ways to eat. I was introduced to raw foods, right? I did a detox, and the detox introduced me to the raw foods diet. And I used to be the one to scuff my nose. Raw foods, yeah, whatever. I need food. Well, I found that there were so many creative ways to create these dishes using just raw foods. Yeah, nothing warmed up in the microwave or the oven or in the stove. Cold food. And it's not just a salad. So explore, you know. I know guys like their steak and potatoes, but alternatives are really good as well. And by decreasing the intake of all this steak and potatoes and the heavy food, you know, you're creating stress on your pancreas. Watch the sodium and watch the fatty foods. Another remedy I offer is to express that quality time part of your love language. Take walks together. Do some outdoor exercises. Bushwoman mentioned about the light therapy. Yeah, do some hip thrusts and some lunges out in the sun. Do some yoga. Maybe take a walk after dinner or a jog, or do some simple calisthenics if you have children that you have to put to sleep. Who's going to watch the kids when you're gone, right? So do some of that maybe in the bedroom or in the basement, or if you have that kind of space available to you. But express the quality time, you know, having time together, if that is an expression of your love language for either or both of you. Another remedy that I am a total advocate of is masturbating. Yes, 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 I need to open a masturbation church or something, like Betty Dodson. Masturbating, self-love, some self-care. Take time for yourself. Maybe in the bathtub when the house is quiet or something. Or what's even better, engage in this with your partner. Watch your partner while your partner is masturbating as well. It could be something that you learn about yourself, you learn about your partner. You know, you might learn something about each other that you never knew before. So engage in some masturbating. And another skew of the masturbation could be just a massage, a simple massage. Maybe you don't want to have sex. Maybe you're like, oh, let's just do a massage. The massage can be as erotic as you wish. Remember, massaging helps detox the largest organ that we have in our body, our skin. It helps to create the circulation of the blood. And hey, the blood can flow to those genitals. You never know what can happen. It's part of the nonverbal communication that's so well needed. And even if you massage and you go to sleep, okay, so try a different position. Instead of the back-to-back contact, how about some spooning? That might open up some doors for you. And if you just go to sleep, then that's fine. Maybe you need the rest to help to recover the testosterone levels, because rest is very good. When you add sleep, when your body is tired, you feel like you're coughing, you feel sick, nothing feels right. When you get some rest, oh my gosh, like a new person. Yeah, so massage and get some sleep. And then the last remedy that I propose is to do some Kegel exercises. Many of you have heard of Kegels, and they have toys that assist with the Kegel as well. Well, Kegel is a very good workout, and it's very discreet because you could be doing it anywhere, anytime. A good practice and keeping in line with the quality time regimen, do it while you're both getting dressed to go to the office. You're doing Kegel, he's doing Kegel. Maybe you can make some fun out of it. Oh, let's do 15 reps. Let's see who can get to 15 reps. You know, that kind of thing. Or do it while you're on your drive, your drive in to the office. That could be something. Even if you take the subway, if you're a New Yorker, hey, and you take the subway, then both of you doing Kegel, and nobody knows the better. No one's the wiser, just the two of you. And that could be that frolicking, that mental masturbating, that prepping for later. Ooh, wait till I come home. Because, you know, Kegel is actually the contracting of the pelvic floor muscles, and it's very similar to that pulsation that we have during orgasm. Yes! So just recapping, you know, communicate, watch your foods, masturbate, Kegel exercise, and express your love language, and go outside, go for a walk or a nature run, something like that. Yeah, just do those remedies, because I think that that will actually help as well. And it's just a different perspective to the cure for the bore. So tonight, I promise you that we'll be presenting three perspectives about your low libido. Bushwoman touched on some holistic remedies, but we are going to go feature our very versed, astute source to enlighten you as to why you should be taking better care of your kidneys. Yes. But right now, we're just going to pause for a couple minutes, and we'll be right back with tonight's guest, Dr. Pamela Yee Wong Ho. So hold on and wait for Jill. Welcome back to the Bush is Swelling show with Bushwoman and Speaker MC. If you came late to the party tonight, we are talking about libido, and we are presenting three perspectives about the male's low libido. Yes, the male's low libido. Bushwoman touched on some holistic remedies, and I gave some alternate remedies for curing this ailment. But we are going to feature a versed, astute source to enlighten you as to why you should be taking better care of your kidneys. this woman is our, we are so honored to have her here on the Bush is Swelling show. This is her second time blessing our stage.
Yeah.
And her bio is so extensive. I mean, you know, I bow down, Queen, bow down. So
yes,
her name is Dr.
Down.
Pamela Yiwong Hall. And Pamela is a native Mississippian who has resided in Baltimore, Maryland for over 20 years. As a child, she suffered a severe burn accident, and her parents were told that according to Western medicine, she'd never be able to use her hands again. Through her grandmother's use of traditional medical remedies, she did regain the use of her hands. Her grandmother would often tell her that she had healing hands and would grow to be a doctor. Talk about some manifestation. Pamela was on a path of healing and entrepreneurship at a young age, and over the years, she's earned a bachelor's degree in business management from the University of Baltimore. She became a Maryland State licensed esthetician, a Reiki master, and a certified Tantra instructor. Yes, Queen. Continuing on the path of healing, she is now the first student to graduate from Maryland University of Integrative Health, earning the degrees of Master of Acupuncture, Master of Oriental Medicine, and Doctor of Oriental Medicine, all three degrees in 3 years with honors. She is the first native-born African-American female doctor of Oriental Medicine in the state of Mississippi. Anyway, you know how to spell Mississippi. She is the founder and owner of Pamela Hall, Inc., doing business as Mafa Holistic, her private practice where she utilizes all of her trainings to help others heal everywhere. She has successfully completed a clinical case study proving acupuncture as a viable use for treating depressive episodes, and she's looking forward to her work being published. She believes her greatest achievements are giving birth to her three children, discovering her maternal 99.97% DNA bloodline match of the Mafa people of Northwest Cameroon. What? Being blessed by the Fons Council with the name Yiwong, which means Queen Mother, during a traditional African naming ceremony in 2013, and being given the humble honor of being a member of the U.S. Northwestern Fons Council. Please put your hands together and say a warm and fuzzy hello, Dr. Pamela Yiwong. Welcome.
Woohoo!
Peace and blessings, everybody. Peace and blessings. Thank you for having me again. Thank you so much.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
Dr.
you. I give honor to the Creator, my ancestors, for allowing me to be here and have the opportunity. It is definitely upon their shoulders and their strength that I stand, and I'm very humbled. I'm thankful for all of my teachers, the masters who have poured into me so that we can continue on with the tradition so that it won't die out, so that we can pass it on to the next generation. And thank you for having me again on your show. I'm so, so thankful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We are so honored to have you here. Yes, absolutely. So, Dr. Yiwong, I know that we had a brief discussion earlier, and you mentioned to me that the organ, the kidney, is so super important to our libido. Can you just give a little bit more explanation to that and further on some types of foods that can strengthen the libido for men and for women? Dr. Yiwong, the floor is yours.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. The kidneys are vital. When you're looking at from an ancient medical perspective, the kidneys hold what we call jing, what the ancients called jing. And jing is essential qi, and it's stored in the kidneys. And the jing that we're born with, it comes from heaven. It's given to you by God. It's what's given to us to help with growth, development of the fetus, and carries us through life. The ancients believe that each of us is born with enough jing when we're born healthy and we're not carrying any karmic debt that needs to be burned off, that we're born with enough jing that should take us to 100 years of age. But when we live an excessive life, an excessively young life, we burn off our jing, and it causes us to not live as long. Like I said, the jing is stored in the kidneys, is responsible for growth, development, and this includes sexual maturity and fertility. Yin and yang are both stored in the kidneys, and the kidneys nourish all of the yin and yang of the entire body. So when you think about balance, your mind should automatically go to the kidneys. Balance is stored in the kidneys. The balance that's stored in the kidneys is responsible for the balance of the entire body. The masculine energy, the feminine energy, the whole yin yang concept is housed in the kidneys and spreads out from there. And also something that's really vital to the sex drive that is housed between the kidneys is this thing we call, that the Chinese call Ming Men, M-I-N-G-M-E-N. Ming Men is known as the gate of life, and it sits between the left and right kidneys at the level of the second lumbar vertebrae. The area where we would call this, if we were sticking an acupuncture needle in it, it would be called GV4, governor vessel number 4, gate of life, gate of life. And that's a point that we would stick a needle in to help someone who's having issues with their kidneys, issues with their sex drive. It corresponds to the point that I taught everyone how to find the last time I was on your show, which is CV4, the conception vessel. Number 4, which the GV vessel, as we learned the last time, is the yang meridian, and the CV vessel or conception vessel is the yin meridian. So CV4 and GV4 are complementary to each other. Now, when you're looking at the kidneys, I want to talk about the left kidney and the right kidney, because usually when we think about the kidneys, we just think of them as one. We don't think that each separate kidney has a separate function, but it does. Even though it's both the kidneys and, you know, we're looking at the urinary tract, all of that urine flow and everything, but each one itself has a very distinct function. And disharmony and imbalance shows up differently in the body as it relates to which kidney is out of balance, whether it's the left or the right. Now, the left kidney, it holds the yin of the body, the feminine aspect, whereas the right kidney holds the yang aspect. So now you see how they both, how yin and yang are stored in the kidneys. One is yin, the other is yang. When signs that, because sometimes people say, oh, I have some stuff going on with my kidneys. And if you go to a Western medical practitioner, they'll just give you some medicine based on your kidney. Chinese medical professional or traditional African medical professional will look at specific signs and symptoms to see which kidney is out of balance so that we can treat that specific kidney. So when your left kidney, that's responsible for kidney yin, when it is out of balance, it'll show up as your back being sore or weak. You'll be experiencing dizziness, dry mouth, dry throat. You'll experience hot, sweaty palms, or the soles of your feet may be hot or sweaty. You'll experience heat in your chest, spontaneous sweating, and I'm not talking about sweating because you've been running or any type of exertion that would produce sweating naturally. I'm talking about you just sitting around and all of a sudden you just break out into a sweat. And that's men and women, as you were saying earlier about menopause and andropause. the spontaneous sweating, or some would say hot flashes for both men and women. That's the left kidney. Constipation, and for men, seminal emission. You're leaking, semen leaking or dribbling. That would be the left kidney.
Wow.
Now, with the right kidney, when the right kidney is out of balance, you'll experience signs and symptoms in your back and knee, just like you would experience with your back and knees with the left kidney. But with the right kidney, your lower back and the back of your knees will be cold.
Mm.
Or your kneecaps will be cold. You'll experience cold. Yes, cold.
Wow.
You ever hug someone? And I know next time you hug someone, just kind of feel their back a little bit and see if the lower part of their back feels a little cold. Just test out their kidney yin and yang function.
I don't want them to think I'm getting all frisky.
Well, you know,
let me ask you a question.
You
say
you know when you
I'm
hug
sorry.
People, you wrap your arms around them, put one hand in the center of their back and the other at the, you know, at their waist.
The kidney
just,
level.
Give them a little pat.
Okay. I'll do that.
Dr. Yewong, let me ask a question. When you said the knees, now, what do you mean by the knees as far as it relates to kidney imbalance? And your knees, in what way does the knee, how does that show up?
Because the meridians that have to do with the water element, which are the kidney and the bladder, they run through the legs.
Hmm.
Those meridian pathways go through the legs.
So does this relate to injury? Let's say if you had a osteoarthritis or you have a knee injury, does that definitely connect to the kidneys?
Osteoarthritis, well, when you're looking at arthritis, you're looking at inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking from a Chinese medical perspective. If someone came in and actually I do have a patient that I am treating for arthritis, and she's been doing a lot better. She's in her 60s, African-American female. And so when someone comes into the office and they're having issues with arthritis, which is inflammation from a Western medical standpoint, from a Chinese medical standpoint, we look at that as being excessive heat in the body. So we would do things to dispel the heat.
When you do have
an injury, you are looking at the those meridians do run through the legs.
Wow.
And
so
someone
has swelling of the knees, right? So that's a direct correlation to an imbalance in the kidney.
Yes, because it can, because of the edema.
Mm.
The edema,
wow.
The water isn't processing, the fluids aren't processing properly, and it's not being expelled properly from the body. So there is a direct correlation there.
Oh, okay. Can it also come, so let's say if one has had an injury to their knee, and they have swelling, can that just not be connected to kidney issue, or could it just be because they had an injury in that particular area? Or is it all correlated?
It could be. For that person, I would have to see them and examine them and find out exactly what happened, how it happened, when it happened, how long ago did it happen, and then I would check their meridian pathways through a clearing process procedure that we call Akabani's treatment that tests the yin and yang balance of the body to see which meridian pathways are blocked, and then we open those up.
Wow.
How do you do that?
Oh.
How do you open them
through
up?
Through acupuncture.
Okay.
There's certain areas that we would, certain points that we would needle that would clear up the blockages of those pathways. But if there is general edema, then that is a sign of a right kidney imbalance, as well as difficulty peeing, cold, aversion to cold limbs. so your hands, your feet would be cold all the time. That's a sign that something's going on with your right kidney. Incontinence and low libido. So when your libido is low, then you're looking at your right kidney.
Mm.
It's the kidney yang.
Wow. So, Dr. Ye Wang, let me ask you a question. Would you be open to coming to New York to diagnose people who want to improve or enhance their wellness? And can they send information or contact you if they're interested in any of your therapeutic sessions if you come to New York to do a session with them?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I would love to do that if enough people are interested in it. If at least 10 people are interested, I would definitely make a trip to New York and personally examine them and, you know, schedule appointments for them for the day and give them thorough examination, their tongue, their pulses, their history and everything, and then look at whatever medications they may be taking and see which type of formula would be good for them.
Great. So
Dr. Ewan, I just wanted to ask a question. So you mentioned about the kidneys, the left and the right, the yin and the yang, and how on one side it's constipation and semen leaking. That's a real good indication. And on the other side, if your meridians are having problems, you can have low libido, or you can have incontinence, or you can have cold areas of the back, the lower back, or your digits might be cold.
Yes.
Is there something that may be diet? Is there like something dietary that may be affecting the kidneys? What can you recommend for them to strengthen the kidneys through maybe foods or, I don't know, maybe some exercise or something? What would you propose for someone who's having these kind of ailments and didn't really make the correlation?
Okay, well, something that I was eating tonight, and it was so interesting because since I knew that there was going to be at least a good 30-minute break, 30-minute segment before I came on, I decided to eat a little sex.
Eat a little what?
So, eat a little sex.
Eat a little sex. Oh, BJ?
What is that? My gosh.
Is that BJ? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Y'all know I like to laugh. So I was I baked tuna for dinner tonight, and tuna helps to increase your sexual sensitivity as well as increase your blood flow. So when I say I'm eating sex, I'm like eating foods that are good for the sex drive to help increase it, and tuna is one of those things that helps to naturally increase the sex drive in men and women, especially yellowfin tuna.
Wow.
So is there a particular way that you cook the tuna? Is it just baked, or can you cook it on top of the stove, or can you broil it, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I would say don't fry it, because then you'll be doing damage to your spleen, and you don't want to damage your spleen. But baked and boiled is always good. Fried, no. Fried foods, period, are no. But baked and broiled, grilled, yes.
And what is it about the tuna as opposed to the salmon? Do you think the salmon with the rich omega-3s can help? Or what is it with the tuna that helps
salmon,
the libido?
The tuna, the salmon, yes, all of those are good. Both of those are good for increasing your sex drive, increasing your sexual sensitivity. So, yeah, the tuna
and eggs. Are there other foods that you could recommend?
Well, yes. I have some do's and don'ts.
Okay.
So one thing that both men and women can do to help strengthen the right kidney and replenish the left kidney, and I want to say this, in America, we're very young. Well, the Western culture period, not just America, but the Western mindset period is a very young culture. And so most of us are yin depleted. Most of us are yin deficient. Every single patient that I have, I do points on them when they come in. I include treatments to build up their yin because we are excessively young, and that depletes our yin. It burns off our energy, and so it creates a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of imbalance. But cordyceps are good for building your sexual energy by strengthening
what is that?
The right kidney. Cordyceps, C O R D, C as in Charlie, O R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in yellow, C as in Charlie, E, P as in Peter, S as in Sam. Cordyceps.
What is that?
Cordyceps is an herb. It naturally builds your sexual energy, and it strengthens your right kidney while replenishing your left kidney. And if someone were to take this, they could do this like a tablespoon a day. Mix it in their water or their tea, and they could do a tablespoon a day for cordyceps, male and female.
Okay.
Now, on my do list for foods, apples, kelp, kale, lettuce, watercress, turnips, celery, asparagus, millet, miso soup, watermelon. Those are all things that are good. Now, for the kidney yin, if you are yin deficient, which is your left kidney, remember that's if you have a lower, if your lower back is sore and your knees are weak and you're experiencing dizziness, dry mouth, dry throat, hot palms, soles of your feet, your chest, spontaneous sweating, constipation, similar emission, your left kidney. Oh, also hair loss and irritability are signs that there's something going on with your left kidney. Because the kidney is responsible for head hair growth.
I saw that was just a normal thing, shedding, because you hear it all the time. Oh, why am I losing my hair? It's shedding. It's normally shedding. That's not
well,
it. That's not it.
That's not it. Sometimes, now, if someone has, you know, a hereditary issue, then that's the issue of the jing, and that can be treated. Kidney jing can be treated. What we learned this in aesthetic school, normal, healthy hair, you're going to lose at least 70 strands a day or less for normal hair loss. 70 strands a day or less. If it's more than that, then sometimes because a lot of people experience something over a long period of time, then people say it's normal, but it more than likely, and especially in this case, it's abnormal. But it became the new normal because so many people were experiencing an abnormality for such a long time that they just accepted it.
Yes.
So, Dr. Ye, let me ask you a question. Now, I have injury to my knee, especially to my left knee, and I mean, it comes and goes. I do certain exercises or whatever have you. So once in a while, my left knee will swell a little bit. So is that indicative to a problem with my kidney area?
I would say if it's the direct result of an injury that you incurred, then it's the injury. It could be affecting the channels that run through the knee, the front and the back of the knee, which would be the stomach, the spleen, and definitely the bladder, which is the sister meridian to the kidney. So if I were treating you for acupuncture, I would definitely do all the clearing treatments, and especially the treatment that's called the Akabani's treatment, which clears off the blockages of the meridian pathways in the body and brings back balance, because those meridians are balanced. If there's still pain there, there's blockage there. And acupuncture can help to open up those blockages so that that chi and the blood can flow smoothly.
Wow. Okay.
How long does an acupuncture treatment take, Dr. Yuan? How long does it take to do that procedure?
The sessions just go generally about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many needles we're doing. But the clearing sessions, you're looking at the needles being in at least 20 to 30 minutes. The Akabani
and how
session,
often do you have to do that? Because I know one treatment isn't going to remedy everything.
Oh, no. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes you have those Hail Marys where, you know, a person comes in and, like, I had this one student. He's a high school student, and he came in when I was still in school, and, you know, we had to work in the clinic and get our hours in and patient treatments, and he was a wrestler. He was on the wrestling team in his high school, and his coach, for whatever reason, had him to wrestle someone twice his size, twice his weight, twice his height. He won the match, but he injured his knee in the process, and he came in, and actually he came into the herbal clinic, and in the herbal clinic, we had to do a certain amount of acupuncture treatments as well. And so I asked him if I could use acupuncture on his knee. And we did, I did what's called a five-needle Bachman treatment. And he was fine and never had problems with his knee since. He's now about to go into the academy to become a police officer.
Wow. Oh, dear.
So sometimes you do have those instances where one and done. It depends on how chronic the situation is, how severe the injury is, how long you've been dancing with the injury. And sometimes, you know, some people, they may come in, they may have to be seen twice a week for a certain period of time and then go to once a week, once every other week, once a month. But I tell my patients, the goal of Chinese medicine is to get to the point where you don't see me. That is the goal, to get you to the point
and
where you don't see me.
And that's not the goal of Western medicine. Western medicine, they won't see you all the time.
Yeah, they keep you coming back, and they give you enough pills to make sure you come back, because you're going to have to deal with all
that's
the side
right.
effects. But the goal of Chinese medicine is to get the patients to the point where they don't need you. They don't have to see you. They may come in once every quarter for maintenance, for a tune-up, you know, to come in for a seasonal treatment so that they can continue to be strong during that season, and that's it.
Dr. Yeo, as you just said that, I have a question.
Yes.
You come to New York, you see some potential patients. How would your visit here in New York, let's say we set up something for you here in New York to see patients once a month, how would that really help some of our patrons or those on the phone who wants to meet with you here in New York? How often would they have to see you? How will they be able to connect with you and get the healing remedies needed? Because that sounds like something I definitely would want to connect to it, or how can we make that happen? All you recommend?
Well, they can reach out to me. My phone number is 443-824-3487, 443-824-3487. My email address is Pamela Hall, Inc., PamelaHallinc, @gmail.com. So they can reach out to me. And like I said, if enough people are interested, then I can set aside a specific weekend every month to come up there. I can't do acupuncture there because I'm not licensed to do acupuncture in the state of New York. But with the herbs, we can definitely do that.
And what about for our listeners listening in from the Baltimore area, Pennsylvania area, that's close to your location?
They can contact me through that same information, and they can schedule an appointment to come into the office and be seen by me. I'd love to see them and treat them and take care of them, all that good stuff.
Now, you had mentioned some foods, apple, kelp, kale, lettuce, turnips, asparagus. That's for the left kidney, the yin. What about the yang that deals with the libido?
No, that's overall.
Okay.
For the left kidney, you'd be looking at string beans, blackberries, melons, black sesame oil, sardines, goji berries, bee pollen, bone broth.
Bone broth?
This
is the fourth time I'm hearing about bone broth this week. Can you give us a little bit more enlightenment about bone broth? I have a friend who's opening up a business around bone broth.
Oh, yeah. Americans, the Western, we catch up late, but eventually we catch up. Because bone broth has been something that's been consumed for thousands of years. It helps to strengthen the kidney genes because you're looking at the bone, you're looking at the marrow. So you're looking at the very essence. So you have essence treating essence, essence nourishing essence, like treating like. So that's why bone broth is becoming so popular.
These have to be the bone broth of or grass-fed animals, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Chinese medicine does not support a vegan lifestyle. I'm sorry. I know that's a trend, but it's not supported by Chinese medicine. But
Can you tell us why?
Because in ancient medicine, it is believed that everything has an energetic healing signature. And everything that the creator created has healing properties and healing abilities. And the same applies to meat. So there are certain things that you would be prescribed for certain conditions, like I'll have on here like sardines for the left kidney. For the right kidney, lamb, salmon. But certain foods, depending on what your ailment or condition is, certain meats you would not eat because of their energetic signature. Everything has a resonance, the energetic signature. So depending on what it is that you're desiring to accomplish, that would depend on what resonance you should be vibrating with. For example, chicken is like the holy grail meat for a whole lot of stuff. I tell people if it's one bird that's going to be in heaven, it's a chicken, because think about all the chicken dinners that have been sold to build churches all across America. The chicken is going to get in. I'm telling you, the chicken is going to be saved.
Oh my God.
I love that. So let me ask you a question, Dr. Yewang. So those who live in hot climates, like in the Caribbean or in Africa, and they don't have access to certain type of foods, what foods do you recommend for people who live in very hot climates? Because, I mean, chicken is a holy grail. I totally agree.
Yeah, and chicken is a hot meat. Chicken, because it is a hot meat, a hot signature meat, I would give that or recommend that, or it would be recommended to someone who does have a right kidney deficiency.
What about people who are allergic to chicken, like me?
Left kidney. I'm sorry, you said what about
Dr.
what?
Yewang? What about people who are allergic to chicken, like me? I can't eat chicken.
Then that's a sign that your body has enough of that energy and doesn't need it.
Oh, I must be a chicken reincarnated.
Everything that the Creator created has a resonance or has a signature. So if you're consuming the signature of chicken is hot. It's a hot signature food. So if your body already has enough heat, it's going to reject anything that you put into it that has a heat signature, because you're now adding excess, and your body is going to react to that. It may react in the form of a rash or a breakout, but it's going to react because it's too much. So for you, chicken, you can't have it. Your body already resonates at that level, and it doesn't need it anymore. If someone is diagnosed with cancer and they're undergoing chemo and radiation treatment, I would not recommend that they eat chicken. Why? Because cancer itself is a thermal disease. It creates heat in the body. And the treatments that they use in Western medicine to treat the disease, radiation and chemotherapy, add further heat to the body. So eating chicken for that person would just add heat on heat on heat. So for them, I would tell them that, you know, they need to have things that are more cooling. Now, for that type of person, I would have them with more vegetables, minimal amount, no chicken whatsoever, no lamb whatsoever. I would put them on fish and vegetables while they're going through chemo and radiation, because they're already having enough heat resonance added to their body. But for the right kidney, garlic, leeks, scallions, fennel, ginger, black beans, salmon, lamb, rosemary, burdock, oregano, fennel, coriander, those are some things that are good.
Well, Dr. Yeo, let me ask you this question. Let me ask this question, please. There are certain times of the year or certain times of my life when I have cravings of certain things. There are certain times when I crave lamb. Now, I have been a vegetarian for over 20 years, no meat at all. And all of a sudden, what has started happening to me was my platelet counts became very low. And it was based on a series of tests that I did with my doctor. And while I was in my doctor's office, because my platelet counts were not coming up, which deals with my immune system. And one day I'm sitting in the doctor's office and I'm waiting for my results. And my spirit said to me, you need to start eating back some meat. And when I ate the meat, and I know this may go against certain vegetarians' protocol, when I started by eating lamb and certain types of meat, my platelet count went back up. Now, I'm still eat a very vegetarian type of lifestyle, but once in a while, when I feel to have lamb, I will buy lamb and I'll eat it. And my system adjusts very well to it, actually. But it's kind of indicative to what you just said, in the sense that would you say that when you follow your bushwoman or your bushman intuitive intuition to have a certain type of meal, or that may include meat, that one should follow that? Would you recommend that or suggest that that's something that one should follow?
Following your intuition?
Yes. As far as what to eat.
Sometimes the body will tell you what it needs. Sometimes it will tell you what it needs. And especially if we've gone through the process of an elimination diet. And sometimes you have to eliminate. If people have allergies and they can't figure out where it's coming from, then they have to go through an elimination process so they can find out, okay, what is causing this lack of balance in my body? What is my body telling me? Because your body will tell you what it needs. And so for you, clearly there was something going on with your right kidney. that your mm-hmm. body began to crave the things that would nurture the right kidney. And mm-hmm. when you gave your body what it needed, then you found yourself back in balance.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, I just want to go on record as saying that with the Western mindset, we are excessive with everything, and that includes meat.
Yes. Yes.
Our bodies were not created to eat meat excessively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We eat meat. We have been trained in this country to eat meat for breakfast, lunch, dinner. We get hungry in the middle of the night. We have a meat sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
We don't,
mm-hmm.
and then it's processed meat at that,
mm-hmm.
which is not good. So we'll grab a bologna mm-hmm. sandwich, a ham sandwich, or we'll go out and, oh gosh, we'll just mess up our poor stomachs and our spleens and go out in the middle of the night at 8, 9 o'clock at night and have a steak dinner. And we'll sit down and in one setting eat 12 ounces of steak, which is like eating 2 months worth of beef in one setting. Where we're really only supposed to have like a couple of ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I let people know that, you know, while the Chinese method of health, which has existed for thousands of years, while it is not necessarily pro-vegan, is not necessarily pro-meat either, in the sense
mm-hmm.
of being excessive. In the sense of being excessive. When you see them eating, you'll see them, you know, the ancients, whether they're from Africa, different parts of Africa, or different parts of Asia, you don't see them eating a whole lot of meat. When I go to the Cameroonian events, our functions and fundraisers, you know, we had the meats that we had there, we had baked fish. There was nothing fried. We had seafood.
Mm.
There would be lamb, there would be maybe a little beef, but mostly seafood and a whole lot of vegetables. When you looked at the dessert table, our Cameroonian dessert table consisted of sliced melons, sliced watermelon, sliced pineapples, grapes, strawberries.
Mm.
That was the dessert table.
Wow.
All natural of the earth.
Not the sugary stuff. Because guess what? Sugar can lower your libido too.
Yes. Yes,
mm.
it does. I did
sugar
a podcast
kills
on sugar. Yes. Yes.
Sugar kills.
And people don't realize.
No, and every Valentine's Day, what do brothers go out and get? They go out and get a big old box of chocolate and bring it home, and then, you know, they be like, I didn't even get none because you killed her.
Yes.
Speak and see, listen, I know she's going to talk about Hawaiian and chocolate coming up later, but Speak and see, we got so many people waiting on the call, and I want to make sure that we get Dr. E. Wang to answer some of these calls we got on the call here waiting, because I know this is such a juicy conversation. We got some callers on the line.
Okay.
They want to ask some questions.
No, I'm not going to fight
tonight. Caller, last 4-0982. Do you have a question for Dr. Yiwang? Caller, 0982, area code 718. Caller, do you have a question for the doctor? We have a couple minutes.
That person went.
Okay, I'll go to the next caller. Caller, last 4-9371. 9371, do you have a question for Dr. Yiwang?
Oh, yes. Good evening. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes. good evening, Marcia.
good evening.
Jami and Doctor.
Yes, Vita. How are you doing, Vita? I know that voice anywhere.
Thank you. I just came from a birthday party, and the lady is 100 years old, and she looks so wonderful.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
Awesome.
But, you know,
Do you have a question for Dr. Yiwang?
Yes.
We only have like 5 minutes left. on the show. That's the only reason why.
Repeat our Gmail address. Repeat our Gmail. Tell her to repeat our Gmail. Yeah.
It is PamelaHallInc@gmail.com. PamelaHallInc@gmail.com.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
You're
thanks
welcome. Thank you, Vita.
Okay. Thank you, Vita.
Caller 1146882. Caller 6882 718 area code 6882 last four. Do you have a question for Dr. Yiwang?
Hi. I don't have a question. I've been listening. I just thought that the conversation was very interesting, especially from your perspective. And I hope that you do come up to New York, and we'll meet then.
Oh, all right. Fabulous. Thank you. Okay, caller last 4-0982. Caller last 4-0982, 718 area code. Do you have a question or comment for Dr. Yiwang? You only have 2 more minutes. Okay, so I guess that person is radio silent. Dr. Yiwang, we are so pressed for time. It's now 10:25, and this show ends in another 3 minutes. So I just wanted to say thank you. And we hope to have several more conversations with you, whether you come to New York or we're just doing a podcast or you're on a TV show with us, whichever it is, or another radio show. We are so honored that you graced our stage today with all this fabulous information about libido.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you all for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the Bush of Swelling, and I'm looking forward to more conversations with you all.
I bow so many times. Bowing right now to you, my sister. Thank you. Oh, you have made such a great communication for us during this time. I thank you. God bless you, ancestors bless you, and we thank you for being on the Bush of Swelling show on the talk on the Love Journey show. Thank you.
And I just wanted to close out the show and let you know, Bushwoman, do you have any upcoming events? You have like 1 minute to give up.
Yes, thank you so much. Upcoming event, April 29th, the Bush Woman Conversations Project, How to Write Affirmations to Attract Your Desires and Visions for Your Life and Your Future Self. So that's coming up. Check out my Facebook page, Bushwoman, Bush, B-U-S-H, Bushwoman, W-O/M-A-N, Conversations Project, for information on the next Bushwoman Conversations Project event that will be coming up in Brooklyn, New York. And all those who are interested in connecting with Dr. Yiwang, please connect with us on the Bush is Swelling show page on Facebook. We are looking to bring Dr. Yiwang to New York so she can do some diagnosis to help you heal your body, heal yourself. And this sister is absolutely fabulous. You heard her tonight. And, Bush is Swelling working in conjunction with Dr. Yiwang. And so that's the Bush Woman Conversations Project page, Bush is Swelling show page, and you get information from there. Speaker MC, take it away.
All right, and thank you, everyone, for your participation. Thank you for your listenership. I hope that we created much value to your repertoire of information. And please check my calendar on marciachambers.com for all the events that I have upcoming, especially my live event on Saturday, March 31st. It's Champagne and Chocolate Conversations. Yes, we're going to talk about libido and sex and relationships and all of that while drinking some champagne and eating some dark chocolate. That's right. And check out on Mixcloud.com for the Swell Playroom. All the podcasts are contained there. And on Monday, I'll be hosting with my co-host here, Miss Bushwoman, we'll be doing a show on the Speaker MC show. That's Monday, March 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be talking about what people will do for money. It's the part two to the foster care system that I had invited on before. So check us out. Check my website and you'll see all the events that are upcoming on the calendar, but especially on March 31st, Saturday, March 31st, the Champagne and Chocolate Conversations. And make sure you claim your gift. I have a gift for you. You can also get the information about the tickets at bit.ly/guestchampagne-chocolate. But you'll see that on the website. And pick up your gift. I always have a gift because that is my love language. And the gift is at bit.ly/engage me. bit.ly/engage me. So until next time, check us on our Facebook page, Bush is Swelling Facebook page. And make sure that you come back to our next show, which is the first and the third Saturdays of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Until then. Thank you, and we are out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry for those who didn't get on.
Knock her out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need need him. He always got my back, never disrespectful, 'cause his mama taught him that.
I got a good man.